CDO and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull back with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. My voice really hasn't recovered from last night's really fun game between the Sydney girls and BG, where Emma Simmons scored 1,000 points, but we'll do our best to get through here tonight as we have the Green boys hosting Delhi. Delhi boys ranked number 2 in the state right now in Class C in this week's polls, so definitely set to be a fun game here tonight. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. Plus, they now have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Well, the Dream Team is back together tonight. Cutter is here to help me get through this ball game because my voice sounds so bad. But Tim Cutting is my color commentator tonight. Tim, glad to have you here.
Hey, glad to be here, Nate. I'm telling you, I'm really excited about this. You invite me to play, to come and do a game, and I finally get to see the number 2 team in the state. And then I also hear that, you know, Green's got a good chance of being in the MAC final with them at some point in time later in this year.
Yeah, based on the early look at the standings, I mean, obviously a long way to go still, but Delhi undefeated, ranked number 2 in the state, and they've really been putting up a lot of points. They put up 98 the other night. I mean, they're a team consistently scoring in the 70s, 80s, 90s. You know, Green has been right there, too. I saw them a couple of weeks ago right before the holiday break against BG. They looked phenomenal right here. Full court pressure, a lot of athletic guards. I think we're going to see some fun play here tonight, Tim, because there's just athletes on both sides of the floor. And I think kind of something that goes back to what we usually do in the fall of football, they haven't played each other in a while because Green's playing 8-man. And Delhi's playing 11-man, and I think this is kind of a fun rivalry. I think it will be a physical contest here tonight.
Yeah, both schools definitely have a lot of athletes on the benches there, and I'll tell you what, they like to get after it defensively, and that's my game. I love to watch that game, and I'm really looking forward to watching a really good defensive game. May not be reflective on the scoreboard, as you just said, but it is always good to see good defense.
Tim, before we talk some more about this game, I wanted to ask you, as a Sydney alum, Emma Simmons gets in last night, 1,000 points. She's the 12th player in Sydney history, boys and girls, to join that club. It's been since 2011, since Dylan Umbra got in, that Sydney has had a 1,000-point score. The names on that list, an amazing list, the rich tradition that Sydney basketball has. I just was hoping you could speak to that because it was a really fun atmosphere last night.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you go back quite a long ways. I mean, you got, you know, Jerry Marabito, and you've got all these people that I watched as a kid and stuff like that. And then the girls, I mean, there was girls after, I believe, Pam DeMond was one.
Yep.
Around my time frame as far as watching them play and everything. And, you know, it is an incredible feat to do that. And, you know, back in the day, we didn't have the three-pointer, so those people worked a little harder.
Yes. Well, you know, when we were doing the research and we talked to Greg Davey about it and, of course, Jim Carl, I was surprised that Jerry Marabito was not on that list.
Yeah.
The three boys were Eric Miley, Mike Graham, and Dylan Umbra. And it really does show. Shirley Pierce was there last night.
Pierce,
and she was number one. And she said, you know, I did it without the three. And it was such a cool moment where she came over and gave Emma a hug. She said, welcome to the club. Yep, Chris Smith was on there. It was just, you know, it's amazing to think about some of the names that have gone through that aren't on the list. So when you do get to 1,000, boy, that's rare air in Sydney basketball.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, I mean, and I'll tell you, watching all those players, and you know, they were not about themselves. They were about the team, and they did what they had to do to win. And, you know, a lot of them were point guards or shooting guards and kind of in that position, but they weren't afraid to dish the ball when they needed to.
That was a really fun night last night. If you want to go back, you can listen to that game in our game audio archive on WCDOsports.com. That's all brought to you by SFCU. We're in Green tonight, the Green boys hosting Delhi. We'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Make sure you check out Butler's two lots in Sydney, a huge selection of vehicles. And, of course, they do have cars. They're really pushing that they have cars on the lot right now, so you can check that out at any time. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back here in Green. It's the Trojans and the Bulldogs tonight on WCDO.
Hey, what's up?
You know, I'm frustrated. I'm looking for a decent car for Julie before she heads back to college, but all these dealers only have SUVs and trucks on the lot, and those are a lot more expensive.
You haven't been to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, problem solved, my friend. Go to Butler Auto Sales. I was just on their website. They've got tons of actual cars at affordable prices, too.
Really?
As a matter of fact, they have many cars with monthly payments of $300 or less. I remember seeing, like, Toyota Corollas and Camrys, Ford Fiestas, Fusions, Subaru Legacies, some Nissan Ultimas, Chevy Malibus and Sparks, Kia Souls.
Well, imagine that. A car dealer that actually has cars on the lot.
Butler Auto Sales has over 150 total vehicles on their two lots, including over 60 cars. And Butler Auto has guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit history. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or see them all online at butlerautosales.com.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC high-speed fiber optic internet and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cunning with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We'll be with you for just a minute here as we get set for the singing of the national anthem and the announcement of the starting lineups. A great MAC boys basketball contest here tonight. If you enjoyed last night and the 1,000-point following of Emma Simmons, tomorrow night we'll be up at Unadilla Valley. The Walton girls will be taking on UV, and Walton's Jacqueline Gransberry, I believe, is 18 points away now from 1,000. So that will be another member, hopefully, of the 1K club tomorrow. And so I'm sure Jack has been putting up some amazing numbers lately. We'll hope she can do it tomorrow night and make sure that she joins the 1K club for the Walton Warriors. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have tip-off between Delhi and Green here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hard.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Of course, Tim, Delhi head coach Warren Kelly, his dad, Dave Kelly, the legend, still coaching JV boys basketball. How fun was that to watch tonight?
That was incredible. I walked in and I saw him over on the sideline and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe the guy's still doing this. You know, but that just speaks volumes to the love that he has for the kids and the games that he's always coached and everything. And I mean, it just was amazing to walk in and see that. Then I got to walk by him to get up here and I got to say hello to him. And I don't know if he remembered me or not, but I do respect him a lot. I had him as a coach at Golden Valley 1 year. And he's a great man.
A great man. And, you know, when we were setting up, I could hear him, and he's all into it. He's still on those kids. They can't get away with anything. He's right there saying, you gotta make that pass. You got to set that pick. It's fun to watch.
I mean, it was funny because I was sitting down underneath the bench, and he was working the guys on the lane as they were waiting for foul shots. I was like, Coach, let him breathe. Let him breathe.
Let's get our starting lineups here. First, for visiting Delhi and head coach Warren Kelly. They start with senior number 12, Zach Finch. Senior number 15, Logan Nealis. Senior number 24, Luke Schnabel. He can really fill it up. A junior number 30, Angelo Kristen. And a sophomore is number 42, Rocco Schnabel. On the other side, for Rick Tallman's Green Trojans, senior number 2, Liam Flanagan. Junior number 3, Joel Volandi. Junior number 11, Jaden Jurosevich. I know he was out with an injury. Glad to see him back. Junior number 15, William Dunlap. And senior number 33, Aiden Pickard. So green will be in the home white uniforms. The green trim says Trojans across the front of the chest there. And Delaware Academy, the Delhi Bulldogs, will be in the road maroon uniforms. The white trim says Delaware Academy across the front of the uniform there. So we'll tip it up at midcourt, and green is going to win the opening tap here, but it's immediately on the floor. Somehow Schnabel will come out of there with the ball, and Delhi will set it up going left to right. Into the corner now for Logan Nealis. Left side inside for Rocco Schnabel. Denied. Rebound for Angelo Kristen, and he scores.
Schnabel got the shot because of a really nice pass right there. I'm not sure who made the pass, but it was a great pass.
Here's some full-court pressure. Steal by Schnabel, takes it in and scores. And here's that full-court pressure. Green's going to have to be able to handle this here tonight. It's a quick 4-0 lead for Delhi. This one down the floor. A opportunity for Joel Volandi. It looked like he got fouled. They don't get the call. Delhi back the other way, and Schnabel scores. Schnabel got hit pretty hard there after the layup, and Green quickly back down the floor. Schnabel went flying out of bounds. We'll hope that he's okay. Went sliding into the bleachers over there. We're a minute in. Ball finally tapped out of bounds off the foot of a Delhi defender. Delhi's up 6-0 in the first minute.
Yeah, real quick, that pressure is really turning the ball over quickly, and Green's getting the ball up the floor really not bad in a couple times, but they're not getting any shots.
We'll keep an eye on Schnabel, as here's the inbounds pass to Dunlap. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Green into the corner. Dunlap, another opportunity. Yes, a long two for William Dunlap. Makes it 6-2 with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Schnabel on the right side. Appears to be okay. Nice spin move. Takes it inside. Shot won't go. Rebound for Green. And here is Volandi across the Trojans logo. Feeds it to Jurosevich. Pull-up jumper for him. No. Rebound for Flanagan. He came down hard. Going to get him for a traveling violation. We'll hope that he's okay. 6.5 to go in the first. Delhi 6, Green 2.
Full court pressure by Green.
Boy, Green's saying, all right, you bring it, we'll bring it too. This feels like it's going to be a track meet, Tim. Back down the floor, Schnabel to the right side as Delhi goes left to right. Schnabel now will leave it for Finch. He's kind of the floor general. He's the one that says, all right, guys, pump the brakes, let's reset. And they go to the far side for Logan Nealis on the left wing. Shot clock's at 15. Schnabel at the top of the key. Killer crossover into the lane. Great pass down low for Rocco Schnabel. Makes it, and he's fouled.
Yeah, what a nice pass that was. Over-under kind of thing. Just dropped it off to his man for the 2 points and the harm.
Schnabel, Tim, is still, you know, kind of limping around here at midcourt.
He took quite a tumble over there.
Basically, he went up for a layup, and, I mean, he goes full speed. And he got connected with on the hip of a green player and went sliding into the bleachers as Schnabel gets that one to go. And he hit those bleachers hard, but we'll hope that he's okay. Delhi 9-2, and now a steal at midcourt. Here's Luke Schnabel again, takes it in, and this time he's fouled. Went flying into the bleachers again. This time, luckily, he went right in between them. He's a little slow to get up.
Yeah, it was on the same side, too, so you know he probably landed on the same side of his hip, too, right there. And you can definitely tell he's not he's feeling a little discomfort.
So kind of back-to-back breakaway layups where, I mean, you don't see anything intentional there, but just the way the guys are coming down, they went flying
just
under the basket.
Just basketball play, that's
yeah.
all.
And unlike in other places, there'd be a wall with a mat back there. Mm-hmm. But here in green on both ends, there's bleachers. Schnabel at the line, no, they're going to say it's a violation, and so the shot won't go. So 6:09 to go in the first. Timeout taken by Green. Delhi's up 11-2. Lightning fast start for the Bulldogs, and we'll be back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back out of the timeout. Delhi boys leading Green 11-2, 2 minutes into the first quarter here in Green tonight. Green with the basketball into the left corner now as the Trojans go right to left. A block by Rocco Schnabel at the top of the key. Feeds it to his brother Luke, who takes it to the interior. Shot won't go. Rebound for Rocco. He puts it up and scores. Boy, they got size and speed.
They sure do. And I'll tell you what, they are hungry for that ball, and they're getting it.
So it's 13-2. Delhi on top of Green. Jurosevic to the right side for Green. Pull-up jumper. Left it short. Rebound underneath. Out of bounds. Goes back to Delhi. It's like watching a tornado out there. It really is.
You better be ready because they're coming at you.
Green with some full court pressure. We have a reach-in foul here. Looks like on the Trojans. 5.5 to go in the first. And Delhi leads 13-2. And it's easy to see now why they're putting up 80, 90 points a game.
Mm-hmm. Definitely is. And a couple of the times when he got hit down there, it was like he was wide open because the turnover happened and he was still behind and got an easy layup but then paid for it.
Finch passes one to Nealis. Delhi with the ball. They go to Kristen, far side now for Finch. Finch, little jab step, takes it to the interior. Great dish off for Rocco Schnabel. He's blocked. Good clean block, and here comes the Trojans. In transition, Jurosevic, the jumper is good.
Nice little running one-hander off to the right side. Good for two.
Makes it 13-4. Delhi on top of Green. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Zach Finch, the point guard. Leaving it here for Luke Schnabel. Schnabel, the senior guard, to the interior. His shot won't go. Rebound for Rocco. He can't get it, but Angelo Kristen says, I'll grab that.
Yep, nice little tap in right there.
Now a foul on Delhi as they lead 15-4 with 4:40 to go in this first quarter on the road at Green. You know, they're going to pick up some fouls playing this type of style, but boy, it does pay off.
They sure do get after him in there, that's for certain.
Dunlap to the right side, tries to take it to the interior, kicked it off his foot and out of bounds. And, you know, this is just a team you can't afford to make any mistakes against.
No, you could definitely see that. I mean, you got to make sure you take care of the ball all the time. and use the possessions that you get.
And here comes Schnabel across midcourt. They'll pass one down to Angelo Kristen, and he'll finish. That kind of got set up because Joel Vallandi in the backcourt went down. I think he might have rolled an ankle.
Yeah, he definitely went down real quick, and he immediately grabbed that ankle. So we'll see what happens here. Staff's here ready to take a look at him.
He's coming off under his own power, but definitely limping. And this Green team has had to fight through some injuries in the early part of the season. Jurosevic was out for a little bit. Dunlap got hurt at the Unadilla Valley Holiday Tournament, and so that hurts. So Cloden Rapp will come in now for Green. And we have a foul as we get back underway on Delhi on the far side.
Yeah, a young man tried to stop the guy coming up the sideline, and he got him with his hip, block and foul on number 15.
4:25 to go first quarter, Delhi 17, and Green 4. Jurosevic to the top of the key. Jurosevic with a dump-off pass down low for Flanagan. Back out for Rapp. Now to Dunlap. Tries to go to the interior. Angelo Kristen says no. Ahead for Schnabel. Schnabel tries to take it to the hoop, but Rapp came flying out of nowhere and knocked it out of bounds.
Nice little play right there on defense, because if that doesn't happen by number 50, that's an easy layup.
Boy, and I'll say that we've seen a lot of bodies on the floor here so far tonight. Physical contest. 4:05 to go in this first quarter, and it's 17-4. Delhi boys on top of Green. And this Delhi boys team is as advertised. Schnabel into the corner, dishes one off. Rocco, little up and under. Yeah, I was going to say, I thought that was a little double dribble there. Somehow gets away with it. Hands one off to Kristen, who is fouled. And Angelo will head to the line.
Nice move by number 30 for Delhi right down there on the left-hand block, and drew the foul and gets two shots.
So here is Angelo Kristen to the line here. And boy, Tim, watching this Delhi JV program, you look at their roster, 6'6", 6'1", 6'0", 6'6". I mean, this is a strong pipeline they got coming up here.
Yeah, definitely. That looks like they're going to be good for a couple years.
Kristen can't get the first one to go. Second opportunity coming here for the Bulldogs. And this one is also off the mark. Rebound, out of bounds, going back to Green. So 3:55 to go in the first. Our score 17-4, Delhi boys on top of Green.
Kind of a bad break, because now Delhi gets to set up that full court pressure.
Yeah, not what you want to see, and now they get a steal at midcourt. As here comes Rocco Schnabel to the hole, and he scores.
Real strong move right there, good for 2 points.
Green goes over the top to Cloden Rapp, and he's able to get the breakaway layup. That's one way to beat it, and it's 19-6. Delhi back to midcourt. Here is Schnabel. Again, takes it to the interior and scores. Little dipsy doodle there.
Yeah, real nice use of the left hand right there, too. He was in the middle of the lane and protected the ball by using his left.
Delhi makes it 21-6. End-to-end action here as Green tries to take it to the interior with Liam Flanagan. His shot won't go, and Delhi cleans up the mess, but then a steal at midcourt by Jurosevic. Jurosevic to the interior. Nice step through, and
wow,
he got it to go. My crackly voice couldn't keep up with that one.
Oh, nice pass behind the back.
Wow, Schnabel with a behind-the-back pass. Gets it back. Then he's blocked. Holds on to the ball. Brings it back out. Schnabel to the left side with 2:55 to go in the first. Delhi leading 21-8. Schnabel down low. And a traveling violation here on Rocco.
That was some really nice passing until that happened. Guess he shuffled his feet.
They made up for that double dribble earlier. 2:50 to go in the first, and Delhi leads 21-8. And here's the thing about Delhi. They're subbing in three new guys here. It's almost like a line change.
Yeah.
And the size doesn't diminish here.
Yeah, they definitely have the horses on that bench. There's no doubt about it.
Andrew Little and Luke Sanford come in. Both guys are 6'3". They also bring in Sam Davis, who's a tough guard. Trojans with the basketball going right to left. Here's Cloden Rapp to the foul line. He's blocked there by Little. Oh, it's going to be a foul on Andrew Little.
Yeah, number 44 is in the game for Delhi, and I was watching him during the warm-ups and stuff, and, you know, for a guy that's on the bench, I was like,
he's very good.
My goodness.
That's Luke Sanford, 6'3", senior, just made first-team All-State in football as a lineman. First shot here for Rapp.
I was going to say, he's probably not a wideout.
No. He was very, very good for that Delhi team, who really, when at the end of the day, here's Rapp's second shot from the line is good. Delhi gave Tioga, who won the state championship in football, the best game of the year. Long pass ahead for Luke Schnabel. He's blocked by Jurosevic. And Green coming back the other way. 21-9 the score. Delhi boys leading Green. Jurosevic for three. Yes. Got it.
Nice little play on one end. Gets a little payback on the offensive end.
Makes it 21-12. Here is Schnabel to the right side. Breaks down two defenders. Dishes one off. And a foul on Sanford, who lowered the shoulder and waited for the attempted block and absorbed the contact.
Nice play by 44, as we were talking about before. A little pump fake, got the guy up in the air, and then took it to him. But they called it on the floor.
When Luke's older brother was also on the football team, they would call them Pork and Beef. That was their nicknames. Inbound pass here to Little, and he scores. Sometimes I might hesitate saying that on the radio, but they genuinely love being called that.
So. Oh.
Green's going to dribble it out of bounds. And just when you think the Trojans get a little momentum, Tim, that Delhi pressure comes right back.
Yeah, and it looks like they changed the looks out of it. Look, like right off the bat, it looked like a 1-2-1 type of zone trapping press. And then just now they extended it a little more, and it looked more like a 1-3-1. So, I mean, Coach Kelly's making it look differently. It's probably the same thing, but.
Here's Schnabel with a little step through. Finds Sanford off the glass and good. 1:45 to go, first quarter. Delhi boys lead 25-12. Timeout going to be taken here by the Trojans. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Again, our score, Delhi boys 25, Green 12. Here at GCS tonight on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Yeah, welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight here on CDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Again, tomorrow night we'll have the Walton girls at UV. So three nights in a row of high school hoops, and we'll see if my voice can keep up with it.
You know, I was going to say, you were talking about the 1,000-point scorers, and you said there was a girl from Walton going for it again.
Yes.
The last time I did a game here with you,
yes,
there was a girl from Walton did that.
Mackenzie Clough. That was a really good game that night, too. And she just got, I think she ended up with 1,002 points in her career.
Right.
So, traveling violation here on Green out of the timeout. It's going to give the ball back to the Delhi Bulldogs. With 90 seconds to go first quarter, Delhi 25 and Green 12. Luke Schnabel dishes over into the corner for Haight for three. No. Rebound underneath for Rocco Schnabel, and he's fouled off that miss underneath by Charlie Haight.
Real nice offensive rebound by Rocco. Gets the foul, and he is going to shoot two.
Kind of funny. I mean, you look at Rocco Schnabel, the sophomore, 6'3" forward, and his older brother, the senior Luke Schnabel, 5'10". It's like the height didn't get distributed in the family evenly there.
Well, let me tell you what they did do. They gave the younger or the older statesman a lot of speed, a lot of quickness,
yes,
and a great handle. I'm like really impressed with how he handles the ball.
Rocco at the line misses the first, and the second is also no good. So foul shooting seems to be the Achilles heel, but they get the rebound, misses another layup. We'll have a foul underneath. Who's it going to be on here? Wow, going to be on Andrew Little, his second since coming in. And so Green will get the ball back. Luke Schnabel, who we just talked about, also an all-state selection for Delhi football this week. I believe off the top of my head he was third-team running back in Class D. Here's Liam Flanagan to the right side. Up to Jurosevic at the top of the key. Tries to feed one to the far side. Nice pump fake by Flanagan. 55 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Cloden Rapp for three. A little too much mustard on it. Rebound underneath. They put it back up. It's blocked. Ball loose. Luke Schnabel ahead for Rocco, and he slips. And the ball goes flying out of bounds. Must have been a wet spot there.
Yeah, he's pointing it out right now. He knows right where he hit, and
he said he definitely slipped.
There's no doubt about it.
Can we get a towel or something, he said. Boy, so the Schnabel boys have taken a beating here tonight in terms of being on the floor. Been sliding out of bounds, hitting the deck pretty hard.
And when you're going as hard as they are all the time, that is definitely going to cause a problem.
46 seconds to go here in the first quarter. They're looking for that wet spot now. And
I bet you Rocco could find it.
Yeah, I bet he could. He did not look pleased when he jumped up there. So Delhi still on top, 25-12, 40 seconds to go first quarter. Trojans get it to the high post. They shovel one back to the far side now for Cloden Rapp. Floats one to the interior here for Trevor Ketchum. Had his pocket picked. Here comes Sam Davis in transition. Finds Luke Schnabel on the baseline. Gets tied up. And I think they had a jump ball down there.
Yeah, I do believe so. Yep, they gave a possession arrow pointing to green, so they gave it to green.
Luke Schnabel is going to come out, and Zach Finch will come back in. Schnabel getting a little breather here with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. So here is Rapp across midcourt. Rapp a little give and go. Finds Flanagan far side for three. No. Swirled around the world, but wouldn't go down. Here's Finch with 8 seconds left across midcourt. Finch shovels one into the corner for Davis. Now back out to Finch. 2 seconds, and they're not going to get a shot off. End of the first quarter, Delhi boys 25, Green 12. Second quarter coming up when we come back on WCDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here. Started the second quarter, Delhi 25 and Green 12. Cutter, your thoughts on a fast and furious opening quarter?
Yeah, I tell you, you've got to be ready with the ball if you're Green, because I'll tell you what, as soon as you get the ball in your hands, there's at least one and possibly two guys right around you just hawking at it. So you got to be strong with the ball.
Trojans with the ball at midcourt. Again, Delhi in this week's New York State Class C rankings, number two in the state, and you can see why. Jurosevic to the left side, stops at the right, or the left elbow. His shot was short. Rebound, Angelo Kristen. Outlet pass here to Sam Davis. Davis in transition. They feed it back inside for Kristen at the right low block. Lost control of it. Ball pops out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay here with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, definitely. The rebound got batted off a Green player, so Delhi takes it out of bounds.
So the Bulldogs will look to get it in. Finch on the left side, little jab step, pulls it back out. And they go to Davis on this left side. Davis, good interior pass for a cutting Tanner Brackey, and he scores.
Tanner Brackey was the recipient of an awesome pick right there and just got him that extra step to get ahead of the defender and made a nice layup.
Boy, great pass. Great execution, yeah. Here is Liam Flanagan, pulls one back out. Dishes into the corner. Now they go to Cloden Rapp. Far side as Green goes right to left. Flanagan, right wing corner. Pump fakes. Back across for Jurosevic. And the pump fake, he sold it really well. And Brocky jumped right into him. Boy, we've seen more collisions tonight I've seen all season.
I've seen two guys into the bench already. We've seen guys into the bleachers down on the far end. This is crazy. Are you sure this isn't the fall and we're at a football game?
Like I just said, I've seen more hits tonight than I've seen all season. Wow. Well,
yeah, Brocky was in the air, and he just came right down on top of Jurosevic.
Looks like everybody's okay, and Volandi's back in. We saw him hurt his ankle earlier. Appears to be okay. Here's Liam Flanagan. The jumper, no good. Rebound underneath. Oh, they're going to say it hit the cable that comes down from the ceiling. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
You know what I've noticed, Tim, is even when Green gets a shot off, Delhi's making it so difficult you only have a slight window to even get that shot off.
Yeah, you definitely have to be ready to shoot the ball if you are thinking about it, because you don't have a lot of time. A shot by 25 at the top of the key.
Davis with a straightaway three, splash, and Delhi leads 30-12 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Here is Cloden Rapp on the right side, feeds it to the interior. Little up and under move here for Green, will not go down for Aiden Pickard. And out of bounds, it goes back to Delhi.
Pickard a little strong off the glass, and number 23 for Green just couldn't king onto the ball. He probably would have had an offensive rebound and a layup.
And so Delhi back down the floor. They try to go to the interior, a steal by Green. Here's Cloden Rapp. Rapp's going to try to take it right to the hoop, and a traveling violation on Rapp as he did a little shuffle down to the right low block.
Yeah, he tried to stop real quick and keep the defender from knocking the ball out of his hand, so he walked, moved his feet.
Back the other way, Angelo Kristen to the interior. He goes flying onto the deck. Missed the shot, back the other way now for Flanagan. Leaves it for Vallandi. Dishes one back out, Ketchum. His jumper in and out, rebound by Pickard, good.
Nice offensive rebound by number 33, Pickard. Hey, just thought about it, Larry Bird, 33.
Yeah.
See that?
He's got that hair, too, kind of like Larry Bird. Delhi with the basketball. They go to the interior on the left low block. Give and go back to Davis. He lost control, and Green with another steal. Down the floor for Flanagan. He pumps the brakes. Goes to the interior for Rapp. Feeds one over for Vallandi. Good pump fake. Jumper from 15 is good, and he's fouled.
Good shot right there. Good pump fake. Put the ball on the ground one time and got himself a little separation and made a nice little 20-footer.
Actually, it's going to be a foul on Green, but they are going to count the bucket.
Foul away from the ball.
And so, you know, Green, for as much as they've struggled, if they could keep it to around 10 before halftime, you'd have to think, okay, we're in this ball game.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to get into that upper end of those double digits, because I'll tell you what, this is a team that's going to be really tough to come back against because they play such absolute incredible defense. And it's not just one person or two people. It's like a team defensive model, and they just foul it to the tee.
Shot at the line here for Brocky. No good, but he is able to get the rebound, but then loses it. And here comes Green. Dunlap down the floor. One-handed pass for Cloden Rapp. His shot too strong off the back of the rim. Going to have a foul underneath on Delhi.
It's like somebody gave somebody a shove in the back on the rebound, and Green has the ball out underneath their own basket.
So Finch is going to get whistled for the infraction, and here comes another line change.
I love that, Nate.
Rocco Schnabel comes in.
It's what it looks like.
It really does, Logan Nealis.
But they buzz him in, so it's not like, you know, it's not his ass.
Andrew Little also back in as well. But this is what Delhi can do to you. They throw a lot of depth at you. Here is Pickard underneath, stepped through a double team but lost it. And Luke Schnabel's back on the floor. Schnabel in transition, had it stripped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Bulldogs, though.
Yeah, and that's a good sport right there. Schnabel just looked at the defender that took the ball away from him on that, and he looked at him and said, nice hands, because it was a good steal.
Yeah, Schnabel not afraid to go into the teeth of the defense, that's for sure.
I think it was 1-on-3.
Yeah. Schnabel tries a little alley-oop to his brother there. Ball is loose as he couldn't hold on to it, and going to be out of bounds on that far side and stay with Delhi. Boy, that was a game of hot potato right there.
Yeah, and we had a little collision. I mean, imagine that. We had a collision
right
on the floor. But we had a collision over here on the green side of the bench, and they didn't call the foul, so they let him play.
Yeah, these refs have been letting it go a little bit. 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Pass down low, pull-up jumper for Little. No good. Rebound Dunlap. In transition. Boy, Green is still looking to push. Jurosevic, the jumper, good.
Yeah, it's their mantra. They're going to continue to do it until they can't do it anymore, and they just got to get back and play D.
Jurosevic, he's got 9, and now another block and a steal by Green. Dunlap at midcourt is fouled by Schnabel. And I know they're still down 12, but it feels like Green is finding their way here, Tim.
Yeah, they don't give up. You know, I mean, we talk about it during football. They're just a team that just does not give up. They will continue to fight until the last bell rings, buzzer rings, whatever. And they're doing what they can. And it's just Delhi right now has got that little bit of a lead.
Dunlap to the line here. His first shot in and out. And a rebound here for Schnabel. But then Dunlap with a steal back to the interior. It was punched out of there. It's going to stay with the Trojans. 4:15 to go second quarter. Delhi 30 and Green 18.
Nice steal right there over on the right-hand side by Dunlap, like Amit said. And then now they get the ball over on the left-hand side.
Jarosevic looking to get it in. Off the foot there of Rocco Schnabel. So we'll hit rewind and do it again. And so the Trojans will get it in right in front of the Delhi bench. They go to Joel Vallandi. Far side, Dunlap for three. This would be big, and he hits
it. Nice shot. He liked that off his hand. He started running down the other end. He thought he knew he made it.
Schnabel to the interior, blocked again. And here comes Vallandi. Vallandi, left side, stops, pops, can't get it to go. Rebound is tipped in by Pickard. Wow. Well, that was magic. He tapped it up in the air and somehow it went in. Folks, it's 30-23. Green is hanging around and they got life and the crowd's back into it. Into the corner, Nealis in and out. Rebound, Rocco Schnabel. And taken away here by Vallandi. Vallandi left side. Goes to the interior, blocked by Haight. And away they come. Back down the floor. Here is Schnabel behind the back. Finds Little.
Oh, what a nice
pass. Takes it in and he's fouled.
What a nice little bounce pass that was right there. Brought the ball back to the right side of the key and just threw it around his back on a one hop right to the his teammate, number 32. Layup good. Foul to come.
Yeah, Little with the bucket and the foul with 3:24 to go in the second quarter. And Little at the line, good. So Little has five, and it's Delhi 33, Green at 23, with 3:20 to go in the second quarter.
The old-fashioned three there, Nate.
Did it the old-fashioned way. Let's see if Green can keep this momentum going. They had a nice little run. Dunlap to the interior, off the glass, no. And a rebound for Little, but then it was popped out of his hands. Catch him, finds Dunlap, and it's blocked by Little. Good defense both ways, and finally the ball rocketed out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Delhi. Wow.
You cannot catch your breath, Nate. This is fast.
Yeah, very fast. Here is Schnabel, takes it to the tin, dishes one off for Little. His jumper is short, rebound for Green. Underneath, catch him, outlet pass, Pickard, shovels one ahead for Jarosevic. Into the corner, Dunlap wants another three ball, too long. Rebound for Delhi. Nealis streaks down the right side, finds Luke Schnabel into the paint. Jumper, no good. Rebound, Dunlap tries to rip his way out of there. Foul going to be on Andrew Little. That's his third.
I'll tell you what, that was pretty close to being an offensive foul because number 15 was not letting him have that ball, and he swung his arms right around, and if that had connected, that probably wouldn't have been good.
2.5 to go in the second. Our score, Delhi boys 33, Green 23. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you tonight here on CDO. Working my way through a raspy voice here tonight as Dunlap, his first shot won't go. Boy, both teams have struggled at the line. Luke Schnabel in transition, and we got a charge.
Oh, we got it.
Boy, Jarosevic planted his feet. Delhi fans not happy with that. And, you know, kudos to Green there. They see that Schnabel's going in there full speed.
Yeah.
They planted the feet.
Yeah, he did, and that's Schnabel's third.
Yeah,
right?
That's tough.
Yeah, that is tough. That's your general out there.
2:25 to go, second quarter. Right side of the floor, Dunlap. Finds Vallandi underneath for Pickard, and he's fouled. And he's going to go to the line here. Tim, what have you seen that has allowed Green to chip away at this?
Just their perseverance. I mean, they're just not giving up. I mean, they are running up and down the floor with them. If they turn the ball over, they're having a quick little turnaround, maybe for a layup or maybe a spot up three or whatever. But like we said before, every single time, you better be ready to pull the trigger, because if you don't, if you take 1 second to think about it, it's too late.
I think that's why a lot of teams struggle against both Delhi and Green, is that you don't have that time to walk it up the floor and catch your breath. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, they make you play to their level of what they want to do out there, and that's a good team. I mean, that's definitely a good team, and it's brought on by the full court pressure to start. It creates havoc, and, you know, people get out of control, balls get turned over, and that's what happens with the up-and-down game.
Pickard missed both, and, in fact, the second one was a violation. So Delhi will inbound it, bring it back down here as we come up on 2 minutes to go in the first half. Rocco Schnabel, left corner, finds Angelo Kristen underneath. He's fouled by Pickard.
Nice little trap by Green down there on the block, and really nice little step through by Rocco to find his teammate, number 30, and he's going to shoot two.
And so Kristen will head to the line, but you know, both these teams have struggled at the foul line, and that could play a factor later in this ball game if it stays close. Kristen, oh, yes, hits the roll. So he has seven. Second one coming here for Angelo Kristen. Taking his time here at the line. Second shot, good. Timeout's going to be taken by Warren Kelly here. With 2:05 to go in the second quarter, Delhi boys lead 35-23. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. If you want to listen back to any of these games, it's our game audio archive, all brought to you by SFCU. Big thank you to them for their longtime support of high school sports here on WCDO. 2:05 to go, second quarter. Delhi boys leading Green, 35-23 on the road here tonight at GCS. Pass to the far side for Dunlap. Nice little fake, steps in, line drive shot, no, catch him a rebound, shovels it back out, Volandi hits.
Nice offensive rebound right there, kicks it back to the foul line, good for two for the Green Trojans.
Makes it 35-25. We said a few minutes ago if Green could keep it around 10 going into the break, that would be a pretty good thing for them. Here's Finch into the corner now for Angelo Kristen, right low block, his shot blocked, and rebound is scooped up by Finch. Delhi keeps it alive. And then he had his pocket picked there by Joel Volandi. Volandi on the floor. Lost it. And let's see, do we have a foul here or did Volandi step out of bounds?
I think he stepped out of bounds. I think that's what the referee called.
Great hustle by both sides.
Oh,
there.
My goodness.
Every time I thought somebody was going to come out of the pile there, another guy would jump in. So the turnover will give Delhi the ball back as Volandi stepped out of bounds. Nealis back up top for Finch. We'll go to Schnabel on the right side. Schnabel, top of the three-point arc with a 1:10 to go here in the second quarter, and Delhi leading 35-25. On the road tonight in Green. Angelo Kristen to the interior. It's knocked away. And a pass ahead for Volandi. He somehow tracks it down in the corner. Three ball, just a little bit short. Rebound for Finch.
He's got to follow a shot there. He would have had a nice little easy layup if he had done that.
Finch in transition. Finds Nealis for three. No. A rebound by Dunlap. You know, for being a smaller guard, Dunlap has come out of there with a lot of rebounds. Had to play it off of Schnabel.
Yeah.
But I think he stepped out of bounds first.
And I want to tell you, Nate, I want you to watch 15 and 42 on the low block down there when he's down there.
Interior pass for Schnabel, and he's fouled by 15, who's William Dunlap.
Fighting for position was just incredible during that last possession. Not the one that just happened, the one before. They were just going at it like crazy, and the referee is like watching them, and I'm waiting for him to blow the whistle, but he didn't.
I will definitely keep an eye on that, those little games within the game. So here is Rocco Schnabel at the line, who's really developed into a great player here. Came off the bench last year, and well, apparently the bank's open here on this foul shot as he gets it to go. Angelo Kristen and Rocco Schnabel with 8 points apiece to lead Delhi. 9 for Jaden Jurosevic on the other side for Green. Schnabel's second shot at the line. No good.
Never touched the thing. Got a violation.
Got a call here. The Zebra crew is going to get together to talk about this.
Yeah. I think one referee said it didn't touch anything, so that's why he blew the whistle. It definitely didn't hit the wire.
One of the fans just yelled out, either way, it should be green ball. It's a great point. 40 seconds to go here, second quarter.
Oh, he did call a foul.
Oh, we got a foul underneath on Angelo Kristen. Well, it's going to give Green a foul shot opportunity, so that fan was not wrong.
Huh?
Our score, Delhi 36 and Green 25. Stay tuned in a few minutes. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Try to get you some out-of-town scores as well. Pretty busy night around the area. As here is Trevor Ketchum at the line. His first shot, no good. Green's got to shoot the ball better at the line if they're going to crawl back into this. Second shot at the line here for Ketchum. This one is no good. 0 for 2 at the line. And then another foul underneath with 39 seconds left. Or that time, I think they did say it didn't
hit
the rim.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did call. He called the violation that time.
And to the left side here for Nealis. To the interior for Schnabel. Jump ball. Going to keep it with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, real nice play there by number 2, Liam Flanagan, to tie up the big Schnabel.
Finch will be doing the inbounding duty to the right of the hoop. We'll scoop it into Sam Davis.
Nice pass.
Nice pass, as Tim said, to the interior for Schnabel. Turnaround shot, no. Rebound, Ketchum. Green's making it tough on the interior for Delhi. Rapp. Dishes one off for Volandi. Back out Dunlap. Steps through, and a foul with 16 seconds left. They've really got the whistles out now, Tim.
Yeah.
They're calling this one tight.
Well, and if they don't, there's going to be somebody who's going to get hurt, because both of these teams are not afraid to throw their body into each other, and they're not afraid to go after the ball on the floor. So you're going to have some collisions out there.
So this is going to send Dunlap to the line, and his first shot, no good. And you're going to head to the locker room with guys on both teams with 2 and 3 fouls apiece.
And key people. I mean, looking at it, we have 16 seconds left, and number 24 is back in the game, and he has 3.
Dunlap goes 1 out of 2. Makes it 36-26, 10 seconds to go, second quarter. Schnabel's got to be careful here. Don't do anything silly. Schnabel to the interior, finds Angelo Kristen, and he scores. Kristen with 10, 2 seconds left. Green with a half-court shot, no good. Our halftime score, Delhi 38, Green 26. Tim and I will break it all down when we come back. Heck of a first half here, up and down action, guys diving on the floor. This is fun high school basketball. So, again, our halftime score, Delhi boys 38, Green 26. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, time for the start of the third quarter here in Green. I'm Nate Lull, joined tonight by Tim Cutting. Our score currently, Delhi boys leading Green 38-26. What can Green do, Tim, to try to chip back into this ball game and get it back into single digits?
Well, I think probably one good thing to do would be maybe possibly just show zone a little bit, because, you know what, it might slow them down, get them out of that hecticness. They're going to face man-to-man most of the time from Delhi, so that's enough. But when both teams are doing that, it does get a little chaotic.
They got to get the shot clock back on, so we'll restart. That's one thing that was Delhi's Achilles heel last year, is when teams went zone on them, they did struggle to shoot from the outside. I am surprised that more teams haven't tried to go back to that recipe again. Because, I mean, man-to-man, they are very tough to match up with.
Oh, nice save.
Green with a pass to the interior. They were right on the baseline there as they started to get the offense set. Almost went out of bounds, and then it did. So let's see what Green decides to do here. This does look like a little 2-3 here. Finch straight away three. That's off the mark and no good. And the rebound is picked up here by Joel Vallandi. Pickard to the outside. We'll leave it for Jurosevic. Still come across the Trojans logo here. A little slower pace to start this third quarter. They'll leave it for Vallandi.
I mean, I know they're young, but they got to be a little bit tired.
I would agree. That was a marathon of a first half, and now a foul as Vallandi took it to the interior for Angelo Kristen, and he gets whistled for the foul.
And
the second on Kristen.
And I think number three on that drive, really nice little quick first step and got in there and then drew the contact, shooting two.
Vallandi, first one at the line, good. And they're going to have to shoot better at the line, too.
What do you think they shot?
I wish I had been keeping better track. I mean, I think both teams probably shot around 50% in the first half. It was not good. So Vallandi misses the second one, and Delhi looking to run. Here's Finch. We'll dish one off for Logan Nealis. No good. Partially blocked. Schnabel comes out of the land of the trees with the ball. Schnabel, pull-up jumper. No. Rebound for Jurosevic. Outlet pass to Dunlap. He's off to the races, takes it in, and scores.
Nice little left-handed layup by number 15.
Makes it 38-29. Green's starting to believe they can play with Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be a difference. Jumper for Nealis. No. Angelo Kristen, the rebound. He puts it up and scores.
What a strong move that was right there. Two guys on him, and he took it to the rack.
Angelo Kristen with 12, and now a steal by the Bulldogs. They lead 40-29. Finch tries to get to the high post. Ball on the floor now. Both teams scrambling for it. And we will have a whistle. I believe it's a jump ball finally.
I think he called the kick on number 33.
Oh, I guess he did. Yeah, called the kick. Both teams were scrambling for it there on the floor.
He's got better eyes than me, Nate, because there was a group of feet there.
Yes,
I don't know what
there
one
was.
Hit it.
So the Bulldogs will get it in. Schnabel into the left corner. Schnabel will look to pull it out. Go to Finch straight away. Now back to Schnabel. Gets into the paint. Leaves one off for Rocco, and he didn't expect that. So a steal by Flanagan. Liam Flanagan in transition, and we got a charge. Finch got back in time and took that contact.
Wow, that was a really nice defensive play right there. That call probably could have gone either way, but the referee didn't like that elbow leading.
Just over 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Delhi boys leading 40-29 here over Green. Right elbow for Schnabel. Luke has it here. Pump fakes. Takes it to the interior. We'll shovel one back out for Finch. Finch now to the top of the key. We'll reset the offense here for the Bulldogs. Goes for Nealis in the corner. 15-footer, no. Rebound for Delhi is now taken away by Vallandi. Off his fingertips out of bounds. Will stay with the Bulldogs.
Vallandi with really good hustle. Just couldn't finish it. Couldn't hang on to the ball.
And now they'll inbound it for Luke Schnabel, and he's able to hit the three.
A deep one, too. He was probably 5 feet behind the line.
Makes it 43-29 with 5:35 to go in the third quarter. Here is Flanagan. Steps in, tries to go up and over, and a foul. And Flanagan's going to head to the line.
He kind of gets a little bit ahead of himself, but he is a good finisher. I mean, he really is a good finisher at the rim.
It's the third foul on Angelo Kristen. So both teams are starting to get into some dangerous territory with the fouls. Flanagan at the line, no. And the foul shooting woes continue, and Coach Tallman shaking his head down there.
You know, and it's, you know, they're not shooting foul shots in every practice.
Exactly.
Like, and I can understand what his frustration is, because you get into the game, these are huge. I mean, you want to stay with the number two team in the state, you've got to make foul shots.
Stepping in here at the line, Flanagan, second one, good. He heard your message there, Tim. Makes it 43-30.
That would be the only kid I ever coached that listened.
Shot here for Schnabel. No good. Gets his own rebound, though. Picks it up. His second jumper, no. Rebound, Dunlap.
Oh.
Traveling violation on Dunlap.
And he did not like that call at all.
I don't think I did either.
Yeah, he was dribbling the ball.
It's going to get Delhi the ball back.
Underneath their own basket.
With 5:15 to go in the third. Schnabel will get it in. And in the corner,
block.
Nice block by Vallandi as Finch tried to let that go. Now to Schnabel, far side for three, too strong. And the rebound, back out. Long pass ahead here for Vilandi, intercepted by Schnabel. Boy, he's like a cat out there. He's able to get back and get that ball. Schnabel kicks one into the corner now for Finch. Finch to the top of the key. Finch left side, back for Schnabel, dribble drive, his jumper off the glass, rolls off the front. Rocco a rebound, he puts it up and is fouled but can't get it to go. And Rocco Schnabel will head to the line.
Yeah, number 11 from Green had really good position. He just jumped too early on that and gave them the offensive rebound and nice attempt at finishing by Schnabel. He'll go for the line for two.
So, Rocco's got a cut on his nose here.
Oh, yes, he does.
And so he's going to have to head off. And so they will sub Angelo Kristen back in. Tim, this is interesting because Kristen just came out for foul protection.
Correct.
Now he's got to go right back in.
Yeah, he's got to go right back in, and hopefully they can get that bleeding stopped over there.
And so Kristen's going to come off the bench and shoot at the line, and his first shot is good.
Nice stroke right there. Real nice. Nice and smooth.
Second shot coming here. 4:45 to go in this third quarter. Angelo Kristen, no good. On the second shot, Liam Flanagan, a rebound for Green. And so our score is Delhi Boys leading Green 44-30. And here is Vilandi. Tried to feed one down low for Pickard, and out of bounds it goes.
Yeah, Flanagan got away with a walk right there. Got out of control and shuffled his feet just before he made the pass, but the referees didn't call it, so on they go.
No, he didn't see it. Green's really got to value every possession now if they're going to try to get back in. Here's a miss by Luke Schnabel. Rebound Dunlap. Zips one ahead for Vilandi. Somehow it didn't go out of bounds. Ball is loose and Green holds on. They got a man down low. Flanagan tries a three instead and missed it. And Delhi looking to run. They go to Nealis. He takes it to the interior and is fouled by Ketchum.
Yeah, nice long outlet pass to number 15. And he used the rim to block the defender and on the right-handed layup. It didn't go in, but he's going to shoot two.
I'm just amazed at how both of these teams, I mean, a shot goes up, somebody's leaking, and they're looking to run. It just the pace has been really fun, as a fan at least. Nealis' first shot at the line, no good.
Well, in this day and age, who wants to go watch North Carolina play four corners?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's all we see on TV is up and down basketball, you know. So second shot, Nealis, no. And the rebound out of bounds.
Yep.
It's going to go back to Green. Timeout's going to be taken here by the Green Trojans. Our score, with just over 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, Delhi 44, Green 30. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And out of the timeout, Green with the basketball going left to right. Dunlap will kick one back out to Vilandi. Vilandi back to Dunlap, who took a pretty good hard hit on that. Fires up a shot here. No, Sanford with a rebound. Outlet pass, Luke Schnabel. Delhi going right to left. Schnabel's going to take it right to the rim. His shot won't go. Rocco's back in with a Band-Aid on his nose. And he is fouled and will go to the line. Delhi's in the maroon uniforms tonight with the white trim, Green in the home whites with the green trim.
The elder Schnabel actually made a nice play there. He had his brother on the opposite side, put the ball up. If he misses, he's got an easy rebound and attempt at two shots.
Luke Schnabel with 9 points here tonight. He's averaging right around 20-plus as Rocco gets the first shot to go here. So we'll see if Luke heats up in the second half or not. Rocco with 9, looking to get into double figures here as Delhi leads 45-30. And second shot coming here for Rocco Schnabel. And Rocco puts it up. We got a violation here on Rocco.
Yeah.
I think
violation.
The third time we've had a shooter violation here tonight. Well, my raspy voice is trying to hang in there with 3:40 to go in the third. Just a lot of excitement last night. 1,000 points for Emma Simmons. I guess I overdid it. Long week on the radio here. We'll get through it. Here is Vilandy. Dishes down low. Good pass. And Dunlap finishes.
Yeah, real nice play right there by Vilandy. Nice little dump down into the box. Good for two.
3:25 to go, third quarter. And here is Luke Schnabel. Down low, the jumper, no. Rebound for Rocco, and he's fouled again.
That's quite a connection.
Yeah,
one
really
shoots the ball, misses. The other one gets the rebound, goes to the line. I think it's been like the last two or three possessions that that's happened.
Yeah, they've done a really nice job with that. As I think it's got to give Luke, the smaller guard, mm-hmm. some confidence to say, if I go in there and miss, Rocco's right there to grab it.
Yep, my brother's on the opposite side for an offensive rebound.
Rocco's shot will not go. Second one coming. And again, the foul shooting by both sides has been tough here. So Rocco at the line settling in for his second shot. And this one is short. And actually flies out of bounds, and we'll go back to Green. I think he's just overthinking that.
Yeah.
So 3:15 to go in the third, 45-32. Delhi boys on top of Green. Green trying to hang in there. This is a potential MAC championship preview game.
Ooh.
In terms of what we're looking at in the standings right now, and now a reach-in foul on Delhi, and they continue to call this one pretty tightly.
Yeah, that definitely was not the worst bit of contact that we've seen.
No, that's for sure. Team foul situation right now. Green with 5, Delhi with 3. So if this trend continues, we'll see a lot of shooting down the stretch. Foul on Luke Sanford, his first, team's third. Green will look to get it in, and a steal by Delhi.
Nice.
Great pass by Sam Davis. Finds Rocco Schnabel, and he scores.
Yeah, a real nice pass by Davis at the foul or at the mid-court line. The hit bounce pass to Schnabel for two.
So it's Delhi 47, Green 32. Far side Vilandy off his fingertips and out of bounds.
You said it before, and it's very, very important. You can see it happening. They're not taking care of the ball, Green, that is. And giving that ball back to this high-octane offense of Delaware Academy is not a good thing.
Yeah, I think if you're Green, just taking that extra second to value those possessions would be huge. Dunlap with a steal off the hands of Davis. Dunlap's going to take it right to the interior. His layup won't go. Rebound for Luke Schnabel. Schnabel in transition. Splits two defenders. Takes it to the rim and scores.
Ooh, wow, nice move right there. Good body control right there by number 24.
He makes that look easy. Delhi now leads 49-32. And that's how Delhi wants to play. They want to push the pace and kind of be almost like a runaway train in a way. Davis with a pass at midcourt, and he threw it out of bounds. So 2:10 to go here in the third, Tim, and it's Delhi boys leading 49-32 on the road at Green.
And not giving up on the pressure.
Yeah, just constant pressure. Mm-hmm. Like we said earlier, kind of that runaway train, that tornado-type mentality. All right, we might give it away a little bit, but we're going to get ours too. Dunlap will get it into Vilandy.
Trap.
Vilandy escapes the trap somehow, stops at the foul line, shoots, can't get it to go. And the rebound for Rocco Schnabel. Outlet pass for Luke. Ahead now for Tanner Brocky, who gets blocked from behind. And now Green back down the floor with Liam Flanagan. Liam Flanagan bounces into the corner now for Vilandy. Goes back inside for Ketchum, and we'll have a foul on Luke Schnabel.
That's 4, I believe.
With 1:48 to go here in the third. Yep, that's on Luke Schnabel. And he was not pleased with that call, or not pleased with himself, I should say. So the fourth on Schnabel. Again, with the 1:48 to go here in the third. So the Trojans will get it in, and they go to Dunlap. He'll try to take it to the interior. Shot won't go. Rebound back out Flanagan. Flanagan to the interior. No. Rebound for Picard. He puts it back up. No. Back the other way. Rocco Schnabel finding Sam Davis. Back out Brocky. Taken away there by Glenn Rapp. He went head first out of bounds. And he's all right. We've seen more guys getting on the floor here tonight. Unbelievable.
That was like watching a 3D movie.
Yes, it was. We have the best vantage here in Green. This is one of my favorite places to do a game because you're up high in the press box, but you feel like you're on the court.
Yeah, it's real close to the sideline, and you're looking right straight down on it, and that play happened right in front of us.
And Cloden Rapp was head first, stretched out in midair. Looked like he was coming right into the living room. So the Delhi boys lead 49-32 with 1:20 to go here in the third quarter in Green. Steal by Dunlap. Cross midcourt. Runaway train here, as we said before. Somehow shovels one over to Cloden Rapp, and we'll have a foul in the corner. It's like both of these teams, boy, just on the floor now. Dunlap's hobbling down.
Yeah, 25 Sam Davis coming out of the game now.
So Davis out and Charlie Haight coming in. Wow. Wow is all you can say because both teams, very physical contest.
How about Shrew?
Ooh. Yes, that's more like
you know,
it.
Woo.
Dunlap, top of the key for three, won't go. Rebound for Angelo Kristen. Gets some space and an outlet pass to Logan Nealis. Nealis at midcourt is fouled by Dunlap with 57 seconds to go here in what has felt like a very long third quarter.
Yeah, that's just a sign of exhaustion right there. You don't play defense with your feet. You use your hands and reach and make the foul. And 57 seconds to go, Delhi ball.
Third quarter here, Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you. They go to the interior for Little. Little gets tied up in a steal by Green. Here is Cloden Rapp. Rapp to the right side of the floor. Wants to take it to the interior. His shot way too strong. Rebound underneath. Won't go. Second chance for Ketchum, and we'll have a foul. And I think the refs are trying to let it go, but it's just so physical, you have to blow the whistle at some point. It's kind of comical.
It is. They want to let the game go a little bit, let the guys play and everything. But like you said, how do you not make a call like that? I mean, you have to. The kid is on the ground.
Yeah.
You get pushed off. You got to make the call.
40 seconds left here, third quarter. Timeout, Delhi. Delhi boys leading Green 49-32. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lowell and Tim Cunning with you tonight here on CDO. Also on WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU and 92.3, our friends listening up in Norwich. We're glad to have you with us here tonight. Norwich has been a great new addition to the CDO family. So again, Delhi boys leading Green 49-32. Here's Ketchum at the line out of the timeout, and it is off the mark and no good at the line. I can tell you Delhi too.
Yeah.
Both these teams are going to be shooting some foul shots the next couple practices.
Yeah, I mean, and if you think about it, going into the state tournaments and all the tournaments that come before them, you know, you need to make foul shots in them, and that's one thing that Coach Kelly's going to make sure that his guys are doing prior to those big games.
Ketchum at the line. Good on his second shot, makes it 49-33. 35 seconds to go in the third. Pass to the interior. They find Angelo Kristen. Misses the right-handed layup. Ketchum with a rebound. Outlet pass here for Cloden Rapp. Rapp on the right side of the floor. 20 seconds left, third quarter. Jurosevic will feed one now for Rapp. Back to Jurosevic, to Volandi. Inside for Ketchum. His shot won't go. Ketchum lost control of it. 5 seconds left. Delhi gets the ball back. Logan Neal is at midcourt. He doesn't know how much time is left. Eight at the buzzer. No. Third quarter's in the books, folks. Delhi boys leading Green 49-33. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. I'll be back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Delhi boys have a 49-33 advantage over Green as we start the fourth quarter. Balanced scoring so far for DA. Angelo Kristen, that's 13 points for the Bulldogs to lead the way. Rocco Schnabel's got 11. Luke Schnabel's got 11. Andrew Little's got 5. On the other side, William Dunlap with 10 for Green, 9 for Jaden Jurosevic, 5 for Joel Volandi. So we start the fourth quarter here. Tim, you had an observation between the quarters here.
I did. When the quarter ended, I noted that not one of the 10 players on the floor ran to the bench.
Everybody looked pretty tired out there, and understandably so. This has been a whirlwind of a game. So as we start the fourth quarter, here is Angelo Kristen to the interior. No, but Logan Neelitz with the tap-in rebound.
Yeah, nice little play right there by number 15 for the Delhi Bulldogs.
Delhi leads 51-33. Green's able to break the pressure. They go to Cloden Rapp on the right side as Green goes left to right. So again, Delhi 51, Green 33 in the Mac boys contest here tonight. Pull-up jumper for Rapp from the foul line is good. Now a steal by Volandi. Kicks one back out to Rapp. Does Green have life here? They're down 16 at the moment. Let's see what they can do. Volandi steps in, feeds one down low for Ketchum, and he's able to finish.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Dribble drive penetration by number 3. Gets a good little assist and a nice little finish by his teammate.
51-37 the score. Delhi boys leading Green on the road here tonight at GCS. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you. Here is Haight for 3. Yes, on the left side. For Charlie Haight.
Nice ball movement by Delhi, and I do believe Green was in the zone on that play, and they got burned on it.
So Delhi back in control, 54-37. Green with a shot. No good, and then knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with the Trojans.
Pickard with an offensive rebound, then puts it back up, and Delhi knocked it out of bounds on the defensive rebound.
Trojans will look to get it in. On the right low block here, Dunlap feeds it up to Cloden Rapp. Rapp waiting for a pick, gets it. Will dish one off for Joel Volandi. Into the paint, Volandi stops, works one back out. Dunlap for 3. Oh, halfway down, it rattled out. Rebound Rocco Schnabel, who's still playing with that Band-Aid on the nose. Ahead now for Logan Neelis. To the interior, a charge is the call with 6:15 to go. Dunlap planting his feet there, taking the charge.
Yeah, he definitely had the spot. I'm not sure if he had his body squared up or anything, but it was given an offensive player control foul.
6:15 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi boys leading 54-37. Now a steal by Charlie Haight at midcourt. Nice little crossover. Haight to the interior, had it knocked out of his hands. It's going to stay with the Bulldogs. So again, just over 6 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Pass down low. Haight is down on the floor here. Looks like he's okay. Missed the shot. Green gets a rebound. Rapp with a nice 360. Little spin move, but the shot won't go down. Delhi. Back up for Rocco Schnabel. Yes.
Wow. Three passes up the floor right there. Now, how you break that pressure?
Rocco with 13. Ball out of bounds as Green comes flying back down the floor. Got tipped out by Delhi. It'll stay with the Trojans. Hate's going to come out here, limping a little bit on that ankle. With 5.5 to go in this fourth quarter, it's 56-37. Delhi boys on top. And they try to pass to the interior. Schnabel with a steal. Luke ahead for Rocco. A little up and under. It's going to be a charge on Rocco Schnabel. With 5:25
wow.
to go.
Two plays ended in Delhi opportunities with player control fouls there.
I think if you're Rocco there, you know, a lot of these guys, you don't see this so much more anymore, Tim. Maybe it's kind of old school, but a little jump stop there. Take the jumper. Everybody's trying to fly to the hoop here and do a little up and under and the NBA move and probably sound like an old man here. But
use the glass.
Then what am I?
Yeah.
If you are the old man, what am I?
Well,
what are you trying to say, Nate?
We like old school basketball, I guess, right?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Totally. Used to have the point guard would come down on a break, and if he had wings on either side, he would stop, make the bounce pass, or just make a nice crisp chest pass for the layup or shoot the J.
Green with the basketball now into the paint. Here is Ketchum. Pull-up jumper off the glass. There it is.
Nice.
He was listening.
Yeah.
That makes it Delhi 56, Green 39 with 4:50 to go in this fourth quarter. Boy, big collision at midcourt there. Ball still in play. Rocco Schnabel far side. Tried to go to Angelo Kristen. Had his pocket picked. Dunlap across midcourt. Dunlap into the paint. His shot won't go down. Rebound goes back here to Finch. Finch in transition. Shovels one off for Angelo Kristen. Takes it inside, and he scores.
Yeah, nice little pass right there. Number 12 for Delhi.
Yeah, Zach Finch.
Zach Finch. And he hands it off to Kristen, and Kristen finishes this one. He's been at the line a lot of times with two shots because he hasn't made the basket. This time he finished it. Let's see if he can add the arm.
So Delhi 58, Green 39. Yep, and that's going to be five on Trevor Ketchum. So he's out. A lot of guys playing with three and four fouls right now on both sides of the ball. And so Angelo Kristen to the line. Tim, this has been a difficult game to call.
Absolutely.
Just because both teams play so hard, as here is Kristen to the line. He's got it with 16. You don't ever quite know where the ball is going to go,
no.
Per se.
And you have both. Oh, there we go.
Like, here we go. Here's a steal. Rocco Schnabel, he wants to dunk and he missed it. Oh, he missed it on the breakaway. And he'll be hearing about that one.
I have one thing I will tell you right now that I had. If you missed the dunk and you were on my team, you're on the bench. Because you're doing it, you know, you could tap it, put it in, that's fine. But if you do that and you miss, you're on the bench.
Pass down low to Angelo Kristen, and he scores. He made up for it.
Coach Kelly was not happy. He didn't pull him out of the game, but he was not happy with
it. He was not happy. And Green's going to take a timeout. Boy, it's been up and down, and the Delhi fans are getting a good laugh there.
So I have a question.
Yes, sir.
How many dunks did you miss, and did you have to go out of the game?
Well, I never attempted it.
Oh, no way.
No, I never did because I played. We'll keep it right here during this break, folks, as Delhi leads 61-39. When I played at GMU, old school coach Rich Latham, your butt would be on that bench.
For sure.
And I'd seen a couple of older guys do it before my time. And they sat not just for a minute, for a quarter or two. I said, you know, I'm not that, I can't high fly like that, so I'm not even going to try. So it was never worth it to me.
Yeah, well, at 5'9 and three quarters, that was never an issue for me either.
And, you know, unless you can really do it consistently, it's a risky proposition in high school basketball.
Yeah.
So.
Now, I would throw an alley-oop any time, and I'd get in trouble for that.
Yep.
But,
yep. So, again, 4 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Delhi boys leading 61-39. Just a reminder to stay tuned for the post-game show coming up here. just a couple of minutes. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. You could see that, too. He got that ball at about midcourt, and you could see his eyes just like saucers.
And you could tell that it was all about where the ball was positioned in his hand because he did can't palm it.
Yep.
You could see he wasn't able to grab a hold of the ball, so it was just how he held it in his hand, and it came off his hand a little crazily, and he was unable to flush it.
Yep, he just didn't quite get high enough. He kind of hit the front of the rim. And so we're back underway. Jurosevic is back in here for Green. His jumper in the paint won't go. Tapped out of bounds, and looks like it's going to stay here with the Trojans. Rocco Schnabel thought otherwise.
The new ref on the field, or on the court.
Oh. Trojans will look to get it in. Schnabel with a steal, and then a pile of bodies go flying. We'll have a foul on Green. I think this is five on Jurosevic.
Oh,
yes, it is.
He's out.
So he's been in foul trouble, and now it's starting to add up. These guys with three and four, and they're starting to foul out. Luke Schnabel is back in. He's playing with four.
Yeah. That was definitely a frustration foul right there. He got blocked on the shot, and then he tried to follow through and reached in and got more than the ball. So he's on the bench now for the rest of the night.
So this will send Rocco to the line here with Delhi leading 61-39 with 3:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. So Rocco Schnabel, the promising sophomore here, cannot get that first shot to go. Rebound out of bounds into the scorer's table. And I didn't see which way they pointed.
I don't think he pointed. I think he just yelled off Green.
Going to stay with the Delhi Bulldogs. They're in the maroon with the white trim here tonight. Green and the home whites with the green trim. And here is Luke Schnabel at the top of the key. Splits two defenders, dribbles into the corner, and now we'll pull it back out. High post for Angelo Kristen. Fallaway jumper for him is off the mark, and a rebound here for the Bulldogs. Works its way back to the hands of Logan Nealis, now to Zach Finch. Finch will feed one for Luke Schnabel on the left side in front of his own bench. He'll back it out as we hit 3:15 to go. Luke, with a little stutter step, tried to shuffle one off. Bounced off the hip of a green defender. Ball still on the floor. Delhi will pick it up. Here's Rocco taking it to the hoop, and he does get it to go down.
Uh-oh. Just went over and slapped the bench and took off a seat.
Pass back down the floor. A missed shot here by Green. Gives it back to Delhi.
Nice move
here for Luke Schnabel. Gives one back off for Rocco. Ball loose, and Dunlap's going to come away with it. Dunlap in transition. Goes up for the layup and scores. So Dunlap now has 12. That's a team high for Green. And Delhi leads 63-41 with 2.5 to go in the fourth. I missed what happened down there. Tim, someone ran by the bench? What happened?
No, he ran through on the layup, and because he made it, he went over and he slapped one of the green cushions and knocked it right off the bleacher. He was so excited, knocked it right off the bleacher.
That's been one of those nights, Tim. I mean, guys go into the hoop, and then you just don't know where they're going to go, sliding halfway across the gym.
The couple times earlier, the older Schnabel ended up in between the two sets of bleachers back there, and we had to wait for him to come out.
Here's Luke at the line. That's off the mark and no good. And then a rebound for Green and an outlet pass and a foul.
You know, that kind of foul right there on number 15 for Delhi is not a bad foul because he was going for the ball. You want that. So you want to see a kid that wants the ball like that. That was a nice play.
My guess is with 2:20 to go here in the fourth and Delhi leading 63-41, both these coaching staffs are going to say, great effort tonight. We got to clean it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. We got to shoot foul shots better. And the helter-skelter, you got to find a way to harness that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Missed foul shot here by Dunlap. Finch comes back down the floor. Bounce pass back out to Nealis. Delhi hoping to be content to get out of here with a victory in two more minutes. Here is Schnabel. Takes it to the rim and gets it to go.
Nice little left-handed move right there. Good little crossover dribble, then one back between the legs, and then down to the left-hand side.
13 for Luke Schnabel. Steal now by Delhi. That was Kristen who came away with it here with a buck 50 left. Ahead now for Luke Schnabel on the right side. Little crossover. Pulls it back. Wants to take it to the baseline here. Tries to dish one off for Angelo Kristen. And a steal by Green. Here is Rapp. He'll take it to the interior and scores.
Wow.
Cloten Rapp now with 7 points.
Another little nice little move at the rim. Use the rim to protect the ball.
Finch will get across midcourt. Shovels one down low and out of bounds. Going to stay with Delhi, it looks like, with a buck 20 left. Oh, a back and forth affair here. But Delhi pulling away 65-43. Bulldogs will look to get it in, and they do to Schnabel on the right side. He'll work one back out to Zach Finch. And so the Bulldogs, the number two team in the state this week in the Class C rankings, will stay undefeated. A missed shot by Luke Schnabel. Ahead now, Dunlap finds Liam Flanagan. Flanagan into the corner, lost control of it, and out of bounds it goes with 1:02 left. We'll have to take some notes on this game as it's potential for them to meet up down the road again in the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's definitely things that Green can take from this, and obviously Delhi's has seen some stuff that they're not doing 100% right now, so they got stuff to work on, and they will.
Inbounds pass to Cloten Rapp, and he buries a three. So Cloten Rapp has 10 points, makes it 65-46 here with 50 seconds left. Left side of the floor now for Nealis. Underneath for Angelo Kristen. Muscles it up. His shot is blocked, and Rapp comes out of there. Ahead for Liam Flanagan. Flanagan, the reverse layup, won't go. And out of bounds it goes right into the student section. Good heads-up play there. Almost took a couple of kids' heads off there in the first row.
It went off of Schnabel's head into the fans. That's why the ball stayed with Green.
Ball out of bounds. Once again, last touch by Delhi with 29 seconds left. These guys are playing hard.
You said the younger Sporty is a 10th grader.
10th grader.
Wow.
And they brought him up last year as a freshman, and you were like, who is this kid? Because he was tall already.
Mm-hmm.
They have him at 6'3", but he looks taller than that to me. Rapp with the jumper, no. Pickard with the rebound, and he's fouled with 19 seconds left. Normally the opposite on a team's roster. If you're 6'3", you're usually 6'6" on the roster.
Right, right.
Schnabel might be the exception here. They have him at 6'3". I would think he was 6'4", 6'5", even.
Yeah.
Pickard to the line. First shot, no. And the foul shooting woes continue.
Well, let's do this real quick. So number 10. Oh, they don't have his.
Yeah.
Nope. Shucks.
Second shot here. Missed both for Green at the line. With 16 seconds left here. Again, both guys getting tied up here.
Wow.
Schnabel.
Going to the line.
Yeah, got tied up there with Jonah Browning. And so Schnabel will take the long walk down to shoot two here. You almost feel for the officials. We said it earlier. This game has been so physical, you had to make calls at some point. It was like, you can't just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So here is Schnabel at the line. He's got 13 points looking to add to it here. He airballs the first one. I don't think he had his feet set there or something. He looked a little helter-skelter. And the second one coming.
I think he actually had a violation on the first one, too, plus an air ball. Did it again.
Hey, violated on the second one with 16 seconds left. Well, so that won't count.
All right, I'm going to say it was 6 of those tonight.
Yeah, there was more violations than we've seen in any other game this year. 10 seconds left, and Green's just going to work it around here. The Delhi boys stay undefeated. Green made them work for it. But certainly not the easiest of nights. Rapp's going to have a three at the buzzer. No. Our final score, Delhi 65, Green 46. Post-game show coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Green Central School. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here. Our final score, 65-46. The Delhi boys pick up a MAC road victory over at the Green Trojans. Here is our final scoring summary. First for Delhi, a game-high 18 points for Angelo Kristen, 15 for Rocco Schnabel, 13 for Luke Schnabel, and then 5 for Andrew Little, 3 for Charlie Haight, 3 for Sam Davis, 2 for Tanner Brocky, Logan Nealis, as well as Luke Stanford. On the other side for Green, team-high 12 points for William Dunlap, 10 for Cloden Rapp, 5 for Joel Volandi, 5 for Trevor Ketchum, 4 for Aiden Pickard, and 1 for Liam Flanagan tonight. So, Tim, your final thoughts here before we do our three awards.
Well, just basically, if anybody is getting prepared to play the Delhi Bulldogs, you're definitely going to want to make sure you're working on your possessions and making sure you limit how many Delhi gets, because they are going to push you to the limit.
So, let's get into our three awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll go with Angelo Kristen tonight, a game-high 18. And, you know, I thought a couple of times when Green started to make a run, he was the guy that was like, I'll get a rebound, I'll get a layup, and a chance at a three-point play.
Yeah, definitely really impressed with the two baseline players for Delhi, and Kristen did a really good job of finishing those plays at the box.
Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO and wish our local teams success this season. I'd like to go with William Dunlap tonight from Green. 12 points, but he took a couple of those charges, was real scrappy on the floor. Like to give it to him tonight.
Yeah, you definitely like those kids that can put the ball in the hole and then also do a great job on defense for you.
Lastly, tonight, the ACCO Brands, losing my voice again here, ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. A lot of choices here, but I think I'll go Rocco Schnabel. I mean, it just felt like he was around the ball at all times on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, definitely. Played a lot of good defense for the Bulldogs down on the inside, and then also really did a very, very good job offensive rebounding tonight on misses from his teammates.
Well, Tim, that's going to do it. Really appreciate you coming over and hanging out, and hopefully we'll be doing it a bunch more in the coming weeks.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to do that, Nate.
So tomorrow night I will be up at Unadilla Valley as the Walton girls will be taking on UV, and that's going to be a 7 o'clock tip-off there, and Jacqueline Gransberry for Walton. Only 18 away from 1,000 points. That's going to be
nice.
Fun.
Yeah, that would be good to watch.
So a big thank you to Craig Stevens, also to Jim Tamayo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Jim is our in-game producer. We always appreciate his hard work. Again, final score tonight, Delhi boys 65, Green 46 on the road here at Green Central School. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow night on WCDO Sports.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Can't you see you're not ready? My arms are getting heavy from the weight of the world. It's up to me and I'm getting sweaty. Is it too